Marillion and Kaylee, it's BBC Radio Leicester, 22 minutes to 11. Now, if you're a fan of Star Wars, then this is for you. And look, it doesn't matter how old you are either. Dave Holden and Mel Wilson run Saber Masters Combat School. They also design and build lightsabers. Dave and Mel, I'm utterly thrilled by this. Join us in the studio. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Look, before we do anything else, can you turn one of your lightsabers on? Is that... And then hit it. So cool. Describe that for us.
Well, this is a blue lightsaber. And it's got flash and clash on, so when we hit it against another saber, or indeed my hand, which I'm doing at the moment, it'll change colour and also change sound.
That's called flash and clash.
Yes.
I love that. Dave, what's yours? Yours is a slightly different, more ornate one, is that right?
Yeah, so the hilt that we've got here is the Intergalactic Saber Masters Endeavour hilt. What we've got, so it's an aluminium hilt made of aircraft grade aluminium. It's manufactured here in Leicestershire. So we've designed it, we've got it manufactured, and then we install them all from Leicestershire. Wow. The ornateness on this, it's acid etching. So you can design your own patterns, and then they can be put onto the hilt for however you want. So it doesn't have to just be Star Wars-esque. It can be all sorts of genres from sci-fi or far afield as you like, really.
Now, look, my kids had lightsabers when they were young, and you sort of flicked them, and the blade, whatever thing, the light came out of it, and they were about £5, and they lasted for 5 minutes before they ended up in the bin. These things are these are beautifully made, and they're reassuringly expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. They started about, well, we sell an empty hilt kit so people can install their own electronics. That's around £100. And then the basic light model is about £160, going up to £270, £275 for the sound and light. And then, of course, if you want etching or anything special, then, you know, you can pay as much as you like, really and truly. Yeah, but
I don't mean this question rudely, but do you sell a lot of them?
It's a smallish market, you know. Yeah. It's not like selling cups of coffee or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, there's quite a lot of interest.
Enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Mel, because your route to this is really fascinating. How did you get into it?
Well, I started in medieval type sword fighting about 30 years ago and stage combat. My son at 11 decided he wanted to train as a stuntman and did. And one of his disciplines was sword work. And so we actually did quite a lot of sword work.
And you've got a qualification to be able to do that.
I've got a qualification in stage combat where you have to recite lines and fight at the same time. Which is interesting.
That's like patting your head and rubbing your tummy.
It is. It's quite a skill. Yeah.
With the risk of hacking somebody's arm off accidentally.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. No, we practice very hard not to hack people's arms off.
I'm glad to hear it, Dave. And look, that's the thing you do these courses where people get to fight with lightsabers, but in essence, you're talking about sword fighting.
Absolutely. I mean, the style that we're based on is medieval hand and a half. So thinking of a long sword. So think of knights in shining armour with their two-handed swords with the cross guards on. We teach the same style as that. So what we're teaching is 400-500 years old. But we've got the modern slant on it. We've got the sci-fi slant on it. But what we're teaching is how to handle a sword, how to defend, how to go on the offensive with a sword. But more importantly than that, we're trying to teach confidence. We're trying to teach resilience in people. You have various martial arts that teach people this. We're along the same lines, but just with swords in your hands rather than using your fists.
And look, there's a cool side to it, isn't there? I mean, there just is. It is cool. But Mel, it interests me that the style of sword fighting you display and show people is so old, because it's you think of swords, you think of the delicacy of a fencing foil, for example, which is a very delicate thing and a completely different time. I mean, I've held a very accurate replica of a medieval broadsword.
Yeah.
And hefting one of those, I mean, when they're incredibly heavy. I mean, you think of, I don't know what they weigh, but they weigh a lot. You get that thing moving.
Yeah.
Stopping it is difficult enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the skill with a steel blade, is also being able to stop it. And we teach that.
Without screwing yourself in like a corkscrew, just going around the circle. Yeah.
But it's all about developing those muscles, which are quite specific to this kind of work. Mm. And learning to do it. And also, we do a lot of mindfulness within the teaching. So we're actually teaching people about not using this as in an aggressive manner. So you're not going into the playground and bashing your friends. It's very much about, this is a contained space, this is a safe space to actually use the weapon, and anything that you're bringing into the space has to be left at the door. So it's around the whole idea that you can do a martial art, but it needs to be in a controlled way, and you need to be in control of your own mind as well as your body.
And look, there are all sorts of logistic reasons about why doing it with lightsabers. I mean, we could do it with wooden swords, couldn't you? But actually, the insurance of using steel ones is just boggling now.
Yes, it's increasing all the time.
Well, you can understand, can't you? Particularly with kids.
Yeah,
I mean, you can kind of get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you have the idea, the little light bulb moment that said, well, you know what, we'll do it with lightsabers?
We've been using other manufacturers over time, and the problem with that, because of the prices of them, they're only accessible by people who have money. So adults, people who are working, people who are really into the hobby. So when you're trying to bring an adult-sized saber or hilt into a children's class, there's some difficulties there. So our designer Matt, we sat down with him, we said to him, right, we want to make our own. So these are the criteria. So what we've gone for is the tapering at the hilt, so the tapering at the emitter, the tapering at the pommel. So this is usable by children, so for anything from 7-8 years old with much smaller hands, they can hold on to these as well as an adult. So the sport, so the activities that we're doing, is accessible for children as well as for adults.
Mel, I was in, you let me hold your saber. I mean, it's balanced too.
Yes.
as a good sword should be.
Yes, yes, we've worked very hard. Well, Matt's worked very hard in the design to make sure that it's really well balanced, it's really comfortable. It's ergonomically designed so that, as Dave said, it can be used for children. We're also really keen to use it with people who have particular requirements, you know, who might not be able to have access fully physical things all the time. So we've been looking at things like exercises we can do sitting on a chair, for example, and bringing that to a wider range of people than perhaps a lot of groups that do combat-y things are able to access.
Look, it strikes me that you know, you're teaching a martial art. You're teaching how to wield a sword, and as we know, martial arts, as you've already said, is about actually what you don't do as much as what you do do. Putting all of that aside, I would have thought if I was a 12-year-old child, I would think that's possibly the coolest thing I could do.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, it is just cool, isn't it?
It is cool.
I think it's lovely. How do people get involved? Do you have regular classes? How does it work?
Yeah, at the moment we have a regular class up in Sulby on Wednesday night at 6:30 in the community hall. We're looking to expand and share the joy. So we've been looking to the south of the city, south of Leicester. We've got some inquiries around there, and further out towards Colville sort of area, we're looking to that side. So we're looking at starting an additional evening or an additional couple of evenings further out. What we want is people to get in touch with us and say, we're in this area, we would love to have a go. What we will do, we'll come to those areas, we'll give a free session, just an introductory session, an hour and a half long, and see how it goes, see how people enjoy it. We absolutely love this hobby, we really do, and we just want other people to try it out. And ability isn't important, because we teach it.
Yeah. Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. The site for the classes and workshops is swordfighting.uk.
I see what you did there. I love it. Thanks so much. Best of luck. I'll come down to one of these Sarby ones. I'm going to live in the next village. I'd love to come and see what you get up to. Thank you so much.
And have a go, of course.
Try stopping me. I think I might bring the kids as well, apart from anything
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely. Lovely to see you. I think it's just a terrific idea. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Can you switch it on once more for me? I just got it. Hang on, Go on. Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's 12 minutes to 11.
Life is too short.